Welcome, everyone, to another week of Who's Gonna Win here on KJAN as we head to week number three. The whole crew's here. Doug Leonard, Matt Mullinex, Jim Field. I'm Chris Parks. We'll have eight games to pick for you once again here this week. And before we do that, we'll come back and recap how we did last week in week number two. Go ahead and take a break and listen to this from our sponsors, Ag Business Associates and Nishna Valley Credit Union. We'll be back with Who's Gonna Win coming up.
Pro Ag and Ag Business, ready to weather any storm to protect you. We are a financially strong crop insurance provider prepared to deliver a level of customer service unmatched in the industry. Pro Ag and Ag Business, customer-focused, best-in-class products with a team of the most experienced crop insurance professionals in the country, like Ag Business Associates. Come experience the Pro Ag difference. Contact Ag Business Associates in Atlantic at 712-243-5464 today.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Welcome back to Who's Going to Win as we take a look back at week number two here on the program and how we fared. Not much changed here from week one to week two, but we did have a little bit of a shakeup, and this is how we fared last week. It was both Matt and myself going 6-2. Doug and Jim went 5-3 in last week's pick, and here's how they shaped up. First one we had on the sheet was an eight-man game as their dear Casey won on the road to Nishnabotna. Nishnabotna was a winner there, 44-6. And we all had Nishnabotna, so we all got that one correct. Next one was another eight-man game, and Exira EHK went on the road at Cam. This was one of those on paper, looked like a really good matchup at the beginning of the week, and Spartans kind of pulled away with it. 58-27, the final score there. And you guys let me have a limb pick there. I don't quite know what you were thinking.
I had to confess to Coach Peters when I saw him the other day that I picked against him, and he made it very clear that I should never do that again.
All right, we'll see if you follow that advice. The Spartans pick up the win there. And the next matchup we had on the sheet, Audubon went on the road at IKM Manning, and the Wheelers pulled out a nice win, 31-13. And three of us had that one. Matt went out on a limb, and that limb snapped for him on that one. So all the rest of us had a win there. Underwood on the road at Logan Magnolia, and, well, Matt, I guess you redeemed yourself right away because that was a nice pick. Underwood all over Logan Magnolia, 56-19 as they went with that one on the road. It's probably been a while since that's happened.
Yeah, probably definitely has been. Probably since back in the day when Mullinex was in the area.
Okay. Well, Underwood had a really good start here to the season. They're
so
looking good.
You're saying it is truly a once-in-a-lifetime event?
It could be.
Okay. Next game we had on the sheet, it was Red Oak on the road at Riverside. We all had Red Oak, and that was a good idea. They won 42-0 in that one. Also, Clarinda was at Creston in a 2A-3A matchup. Another good-looking game at the beginning of the week. Creston pulled away, 48-27. Three of us had that one. Jim went out on a limb, and that limb came crashing down for him. So three get a win in that one.
That spinner back's still spinning around.
He's still spinning somewhere. Harlan went on the road at Carroll, and, well, it was all Harlan, 36-0. Doug and myself did not look very smart on that one.
You told me it was my logic was very convoluted last week, Jim, and I agree with you now.
Sat there and went on and on about how you don't pick against Harlan, and then you picked against Harlan.
Yeah, it didn't work out very well. And the next game we had on the sheet was Atlantic on the road at Denison. We all took the Trojans. That was good because they picked up a 21-14 win on the road to get their first victory of the season. So now overall on the year, I'm in the top spot at 14-2, and then a couple of others at 12-4. Matt and Jim are both 12-4, and Doug is at 11-5, a game back of them as well. So still pretty tight race here. Of course, you expect that early on in the season in our picks. So we'll get right into it here for this week, and we'll start off. We have just one eight-man game on the sheet here this week, and that is the Cam Cougars trying to redeem themselves after last week as they go on the road at Stanton. I guess since I'm still the leader out in front, I'll go ahead and start off the program here this week. This is interesting because, Cam trying to redeem themselves a little bit after last week when I think they thought they could have played a little bit better against the Spartans. Had some turnovers, a lack of rushing as well in that game that really didn't help them out. Stanton had pretty balanced offense so far. Their competition hasn't been great, so it's hard to tell, really getting a gauge on where the Vikings are so far here this year. But they did lay it on Cam pretty good last season, and I think that the balanced part of their offense is going to help them, and being at home helps as well. So I'm going to go ahead and take Stanton here in this one at home to start it off. Jim, you're up next.
Yeah, I just want you to know that in the 28 seasons that I hosted this program, I never tried to do my best because I wanted the guests to feel as comfortable as possible. So it's a little awkward having Chris out in front both 2 weeks. I guess we didn't get down to the fine print on the host agreement.
I'm not being a kind host, I guess.
Well, I'm going to try and pick one up on you here. I'm going to take Cam on the road here in this one. That's it. That's all I got.
That's all you got.
That's my logic.
Okay. One for the Cougars. Matt.
Well, I think Cam's a better team than what they showed last week. A couple of turnovers early in the game kind of set the tone in there and kind of got them behind the eight ball right away. Stanton, I think, is a young team this year. They got a couple of their leaders are seniors, but I think overall, I think Cam bounces back this week and picks up a nice win on the road.
All right, that's two for the Cougars. Doug, you're going to leave me alone.
No, I'm going to join you, Chris, I think. Stanton has a pretty potent ground attack from the looks of it the first couple weeks. And Cam did have three touchdowns through the air last week against EHK, Exira, but also had three interceptions. So need to cut down on the penalties just a little bit, but I'm going to take the home team.
All right, that's two for Stanton, two for Cam. We shake it up on our first game here this week. Next game on the sheet is a Class A matchup as Logan Magnolia, after they come off a loss against Underwood, will go on the road at St. Albert, another team that maybe surprisingly lost last week. Jim, you'll get first crack at this one.
Yeah, and I wish I didn't, because I don't have much of a clue on this one. Both of these teams after last week's performance leave me scratching my head so hard I'm going bald. Doug must really be scratching his
Yes. I've been scratching it way too much.
Normally this is one of those games you kind of look forward to each year in the smaller schools around Southwest Iowa. It's usually a really solid football game, and it may very well be, but I'm not sure. I'm going to go with the home team because I'm not sure who's in a better position right now to bounce back and win this one this week. I'm going to go with St. Albert.
All right, that's one for the Falcons. Matt.
Well, and I think it's still early in the season here for both of these teams trying to feel things out, losing a fair amount of personnel from their previous years. They both took a little bit of lumps last week. It's a tough one. I think who's going to be smarting the most from it last week and really wants to get after it? It's going to be, I think, St. Albert just so young. That's just what kind of worries me right now. They're a young ball club, prone to making mistakes. I think Logan Magnolia had some things going for him, so I'm going to go with them on the road.
All right, that's one for Logan Magnolia. Doug.
Yeah, this is a tough ball game to pick. Loma gave up a lot of passing to Underwood in their defeat last week. And then St. Albert had one of the most unusual stats against them. Trainer scored 22 points in 37 seconds of play. So they gave up all the points that they gave up to Trainer in 37 game seconds, which is just unbelievable. And I read through the description of how those points were scored, and I still don't understand it. But there was a fumble and a safety and a passing touchdown and a rushing touchdown and a fumble return for a touchdown, I believe. I was just very odd.
That game played at Creston?
It does seem like unique things happen in Creston. But anyway, I'm going to go with St. Albert, the home team.
All right, that's two for St. Albert. And I think I'm going to leave Matt out there with Logan Magnolia on this one. I was impressed with the way that Underwood played last week against Logan Magnolia, and I think they are a very good team this year. They're probably going to be one of the tough teams in that district. But Logan Magnolia turned the ball over by fumbling three times in that game. Didn't take care of the ball. St. Albert, a close game, and when what I think is a very improved Trainer team as well. And they like to put the ball through the air, Trainer. They had some success there. But St. Albert, got a guy named Waters in the backfield that usually helps you. He's a young guy, but I think I'll take the Falcons at home. It's tough for them to lose two in a row. It's both these teams, but I think at home I'll give the edge to St. Albert. All right, that's our first two games on the sheet. We'll go ahead and take a break, come back with some more for you. Thanks to our sponsors, Ag Business Associates and Nishinda Valley Credit Union. Back with more Who's Going to Win in just a moment.
Pro Ag and Ag Business, ready to weather any storm to protect you. We are a financially strong crop insurance provider prepared to deliver a level of customer service unmatched in the industry. Pro Ag and Ag Business, customer-focused, best-in-class products with a team of the most experienced crop insurance professionals in the country, like Ag Business Associates. Come experience the Pro Ag difference. Contact Ag Business Associates in Atlantic at 712-243-5464 today.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Back here on Who's Gonna Win, we'll dive into some more picks here for you, and the next game on the sheet is one between Audubon and Griswold. Nice district matchup. Audubon got the nice win last week. They go on the road now here once again. Doug? Is it Matt this time? No, it's Matt.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Hey,
that's big of you.
Thanks. Might know the outcome. Well, Audubon, obviously, two great wins to start the season. They're going to be a definite tough ball team to beat this year in Class A. So Griswold, obviously, very rebuilding young group. So Audubon on the road.
That's one for the Wheelers. Doug?
Yeah, the Wheelers are, you know, they're definitely putting the ball in the hands of the running back Mulford quite a bit. He's had a couple of very good games rushing. Griswold, they're going to run the ball as well. They've had, I think, two passes in two games, so they're going to keep the ball on the ground. They did have a nice performance last week against Clarinda Academy, but, you know, sometimes those are hard games against Clarinda Academy to judge, you know, the talent that you've got yet. So I think the Wheelers look like the real deal this year. I'm going to take Audubon.
That's two for Audubon, and I'm going to continue on that trend there. The Wheelers do look like a really good team. And this is a game that I know they'll be ready and focused for going on the road, and they're ready to try to keep what is a good season so far running, and they've got the momentum right now. It is just a very young Griswold team. They're kind of struggling this season. Jim?
Well, if you can start out the season anytime in that class at that size school by beating AHSTW and then turning around and beating IKM Manning, you know you got something pretty decent. I don't think IKM Manning is quite as strong as they have been in the last few years, but still, those are some pretty good, solid programs that have been good for a very long time. So, yeah, I think Audubon's really coming together. I wasn't sure at the beginning of the season how this was going to work out with a young kid at quarterback, but, you know, because they lost, what, a three-year starter at quarterback in Smith, but I tell you, it's turning out pretty well so far. There's just enough talent in some of those other places to make up for anything that they seem to come up with on the short end. So, yeah, I like Audubon. They're playing real good. I don't look for them to have any problems this week on the road.
That's a Wheeler sweep, and that will be the game we'll have for you here tonight on KJN. Seth Christensen will be along with myself, as we'll bring that to you at the 6:30 pregame and 7 o'clock kickoff in Griswold tonight. Next game on the sheet is a Class 1A matchup, IKM Manning on the road at Trainer. This has become an interesting game now here on paper, Doug.
Yeah, the Wolves, you know, they eked one out the first week against East Sac County, 7-6, and they just haven't really had a lot of offense so far this year in either game. And, you know, Trainer, as referenced earlier, just had that very impressive victory against St. Albert squad. So I'm based on the performances this year, I think Trainer is the pick.
All right, that's one for Trainer here in this matchup. And yeah, this suddenly become an interesting game. I think IKM Manning maybe, yeah, a little bit down a tier than what some folks had expected out of them. Of course, they lost a great player in Sam Wegner from their team last year that just did so much for them. And I think this is a bad matchup for them as well. A trainer really likes to put it up in the air. Quarterback Nate Hill's had a really good season so far. He's thrown for nearly 300 yards, and he's thrown for 3 touchdowns and not any interceptions. They've got a nice weapon, Nolan Chapman, at wideout as well. So the matchup-wise and going on the road makes this one a little tougher. So I think I'm going to give Trainer the edge here. I'll go with the Cardinals. Chip.
You know what? You guys ought to be attorneys. You've convinced me.
All right.
I was already convinced coming in, but you know, I still think your dissertations were very fine. I'm very pleased with my choice. I go with Trainer.
Okay. That's 3 for Trainer. Matt.
Well, I just found it interesting that both teams are team-wise are within 10 yards of one another for total offense throughout the season. So, you know, even though one is 1-1 and the other's 2-0, neither of them have done much on the ground. Trainer kind of, I think, fell into a couple of things last week to get their win over St. Albert. I like the Wolves. I like IKM Manning. I think they're going to eke one out this week.
All right. I was going to be surprised if nobody took the Wolves. So, Matt went ahead and got that one.
So you're not buying their advice?
No.
Of course, I'm not paying for it either.
No,
so don't send me the bill, guys. It's not happening. But
I don't like attorneys, so.
Wow.
Except for your friends that are attorneys.
I don't have any friends.
Not anymore, you don't.
That's right.
All right, let's move on here to the next matchup on our sheet here. We have AHSTW going on the road at Clarinda. Another game at the beginning of the season that would have looked very good on paper. Still is an interesting matchup here, 1A and 2A matchup. And AHSTW beat Tri-Center pretty handily last week, played well. 69-7 was the final score there. They've got a nice backfield as well. They're really spreading it out, getting a lot of people involved in the running game. But Clarinda does the same thing. They like to run the ball a lot. They run that funky spinner back system. It's so hard for teams to figure out. They made a nice little comeback in that second half against Creston, from what I understand. Just couldn't quite get over the hump. I like the weapons that they have, and I like them being at home. I'll take Clarinda in this one. Jim.
Okay. Well, I don't know I'm going to have enough room in this little box to mark my pick, because I'm taking AHSTW. I've been at Clarinda the last couple of weeks, and I was disappointed last week. They left me hanging out to dry on my limb pick. You know, I think of all the teams that Clarinda would face, that AHST might have the least amount of trouble with trying to figure out that offense, because they run an offense that's, you know, it's based on a lot of quick hitting, getting the line of scrimmage. AHSTW, and it doesn't matter who's been their coach, it goes all the way back to Jim Wharton, they've always had really solid linebackers, especially the guys on the outside who are quick and can gap very well. And I've always been impressed with what they do. And when you move like that, I think you probably stand a chance to defend Clarinda a little bit better. So I'm going to take AHSTW here on the road.
All right, that's one for the Vikings. Matt.
Yeah, I think this will be a good game. It'll be a fast game. Obviously, both of them on the ground. I can't remember. I think, was this game played pretty close last year between these two teams?
I think you're right.
I want to recall.
Yeah.
And like we've all said, they match up well because they do both have very similar styles of play. And so, you know, they see it in practice every day. But at the end of the day, I think I'm going to go with Clarinda. I home team. I like their defense as well. Clarinda's got a pretty tough defense. They like to hit, so I'm going to go with them.
All right, that's 2 for Clarinda and 1 for the Vikings. Doug?
Well, as you mentioned, Chris, they definitely the Vikings definitely spread the ball around. They had 11 different players carry the ball last week in their victory over Tri-Center. So definitely putting it in a lot of different players' hands. First week they actually had 3 players rush for 100 yards at least, too. So pretty potent on the ground, but not as potent as the Clarinda Cardinals, I don't think. Jim mentioned the performance against Creston. It was a loss, but, you know, they had a Carlson kid ran for 240 yards, and they had another running back that was over 100 yards. So I'm going to take Clarinda at home.
But, guys, Clarinda had a tougher game last week, so yeah. Audubon's more rested and ready to go. So that's just, you know, when it happens, I just want you to know why it happens.
Okay. I like to know when I'm wrong, and you
and
pointed it out.
All right. Well, we'll see if the Vikings have more gas in the tank. One more pick here before we take a little quick breather. This is another interesting matchup here in Class 2A as Shenandoah goes on the road to Red Oak, two towns pretty close proximity. I'm sure they're anxious to get after it against each other. Jim, I think you get first crack at this one.
Oh, goody, because I was kind of hoping I would. It's kind of like the last one I got first crack at. I don't know. I'm just throwing dimes in a hat trying to figure out which one wins. I have no idea. Shenandoah. Let's go with Shenandoah.
All right. That's one for the Mustangs. They did have a nice win last week against Mount Air, Matt.
Yeah, they did. They got some help then, I think, with a kickoff return or a punt return for a touchdown in there to help them with their victory over Mount Air. Red Oak came out. They had a nice win last week as well over Riverside. They both have those as two common opponents in there. So I think with that, I'm going to go with Red Oak home office.
All right. Going with the Tigers there. Doug.
Well, I think I have to agree with lawyer hating Mullinex. mentioned the common opponent in Riverside, and Red Oak's victory was a little bit more lopsided. I do did see also that their talented running back Isaacson got the ground game going a little bit more than he did against Glenwood. So, you know, I think they've lost a tough game to Glenwood, but I think Glenwood's a bigger squad and a better squad. So I'm going to take the Tigers.
All right, that's two for the Tigers, and I'm going to make it three for the Tigers as well. I did notice as well that Mr. Isaacson got it going a little bit better last week against Riverside. You know, they win by a little bit bigger margin than what Shenandoah did against them, and not that that, you know, means a whole lot. It's a pretty similar scores, but I think they've got a little bit more going on the ground and maybe a little bit more experience out there than Shenandoah. They're just trying to turn the corner there down at Shenandoah, so I'll take Red Oak here. Could be an interesting game, though. All right, that's three there for the Tigers in that one. We'll go ahead and take a quick break, come back with a couple of other games here on our slate, and one other game we always like to throw in there as well. So we'll be back in a moment here on Who's Going to Win.
Pro Ag and Ag Business, ready to weather any storm to protect you. We are a financially strong crop insurance provider prepared to deliver a level of customer service unmatched in the industry. Pro Ag and Ag Business, customer-focused, best-in-class products, with a team of the most experienced crop insurance professionals in the country, like Ag Business Associates. Come experience the ProAg difference. Contact Ag Business Associates in Atlantic at 712-243-5464 today.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Welcome back here to Who's Going to Win. We are going to finish up with a couple of 3A matchups here in our picks, and this one could be a fun one. Creston on the road at Winterset, two teams in the district that I'm sure are looking to try to do some damage here this year, and Creston coming off a nice win against Clarinda as well. Matt, you get first crack at this one.
Okay. I'm going to go with Creston on the road for this one. I still think Creston's a top-notch team, tough defense in there, very well prepared. Winterset, obviously, they're going to be up and coming this year, but Creston's just very tough. They've got that quarterback in there, spreading things out, opening things up for Chase Schiltz a little more. So, Creston.
All right, that's one for Creston. Doug.
Yeah, another game with early in the season with common opponents. Creston dropped a tough game to start the year against Norwalk, and then Winterset just last week really took it on the chin against Norwalk, lost by quite a bit bigger margin. So I'm going to take the Panthers on the road.
All right, that's two for the Panthers, and I'm with Matt as well. I think Creston is one of the premier teams here in the district this year. That was a tough loss for them against Norwalk, but as he mentioned last week, they're a real good team this year. That's not one to be too upset about. They played pretty well in that game. They got a nice effort from both the running back and the quarterback position last week. Mr. Schiltz had over 209 yards rushing and actually scored five times in that game, so he's definitely a dangerous weapon for them. Winterset's got a nice ground game as well. They've been running the ball pretty good with two different backs having some success so far this year. So that's what they're going to try to do. But I like Creston here. Jim?
Well, I think I'm going to make this my Gary Buckland Memorial pick.
He lost me on that one.
He was a longtime broadcaster down at the Creston radio station, buddy of mine, and he retired last year. So the Gary Buckland Memorial pick. The Panther is the anther. I'm going with Creston.
That's a Creston sweep. Hopefully Mr. Buckland will appreciate that. Last game here on the sheet is 1-4. The Trojans is their home to face my alma mater, the Glenwood Rams, come a-calling here once again. Doug, I know you're excited to see the Rams. What do you think?
I am. I love seeing Glenwood. And they have a couple nice victories this year. Really took it to Red Oak in the first week and then beat TJ pretty handily the second week. They ran the ball quite a bit in both those games, and they definitely spread the ball out a fair amount for those two. Wasn't able to see the Atlantic-Denison game, but, you know, Atlantic at home, I think maybe try to capitalize on some of that momentum that they got started last week, and I'm going to take the Trojans.
All right, that's one for the Trojans here. And, yeah, was impressed with Atlantic last week with some of the young guys that stepped up and made some plays. They did have a lot of guys, especially freshmen, that stepped up and made impact plays in that game against Denison. Would have liked to see them kind of complete the effort a little bit better than they did down the stretch. They had a couple of opportunities to put some scores on the board that really would have put the game out of reach for Denison and didn't get it done. But the defense came through when they needed to get the win, so that was nice. Glenwood has a nice quarterback in Colton Wilwerding, who's done some things both on the ground and through the air. And they've got a nice receiver as well in Maverick Decker that's their big target that's had a good season for them so far. This is tough. This is a tough game because I think Atlantic is improving week to week, but I think Glenwood has a little bit of the advantage numbers-wise, a little bit talent-wise coming back from last year. I think that connection between Willwarding and Decker is going to be a little bit tough to stop. So this will be a good game, but I'm going to go with the Rams here in this one. Jim.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to leave you out on a limb with the Rams. I think the Atlantic team is still very young, still trying to figure out exactly who fits where and how, but you know, the size issue is just a big thing. You know, they're undersized here. Almost everybody they're going to play the rest of the year, and that's tough to overcome too. But, you know, I think Atlantic's going to battle hard the rest of the season. I just think in this one they're going to battle hard and come up a little short.
All right, that's two for Glenwood. Matt.
Yeah, Glenwood, they predominantly run the ball, so you're going to see a lot of what they saw against Clarinda, so they're going to be ready for it up front. I think the defense has improved in a few places for Atlantic. Not sure how tested Glenwood is in here. So I think that may be the difference. You know, Atlantic went over to Glenwood last year and snuck one out over there and walked away with the victory. So I think home field advantage this week, and I think the Trojans come out on top.
All right. So that's split down the middle there for that one, two for Atlantic, two for Glenwood. All right, we do have one more game that we've got to put up there. It's our annual tiebreaker, and, of course, not just have to have the winner, have to have the total points scored in the game as well. And, of course, it's Iowa on the road at Iowa State. Both teams look pretty good in week number one, and I think both maybe had moments both ways. I was able to watch Iowa State. I thought they improved much from the beginning to the end of the game. Things got better as the game went along. A little underwhelmed with the offense. They need to do some more things out there, but I think that's going to come around for them. So I like the Cyclones at home, and this will be the first chance they really get to get all new Jackie Trice Stadium rocking. So I think that'll help having that home field advantage. So going to go with the Cyclones, and I'm going to go with 38 points is going to be my total. Jim.
All right, well, I'm going to go with the Hawkeyes, and I'm going 45 points. I just, you know, usually after the first week, you're looking for things to improve upon. I didn't see any. I mean, you know, it wasn't a spectacular effort, but they didn't make mistakes. I mean, that's what you're really looking for, is how many things did you goof up? And I really think that they played well, and they loosened things up a little bit at times. You know, Illinois State scores twice on your second and third team defense at the end of the game, and, you know, a kid who's probably not going to carry the ball much anymore now is commits a fumble to give you a good field position down the stretch. But, you know, I think both teams really went out and did what they had to last week. Iowa State didn't look quite as crisp at times, but they played real well against a solid opponent at home. And, You know, when everybody's doubting you, that's when you really want to go out and play hard, and they really did. I think it's going to be a real exciting game. I think it's going to be a real competitive game this year.
Yeah, and that's, maybe that's what makes it a little more interesting. Both teams off to a really good start. It's been a while since we've seen that both ways, so makes it a little more fun. Matt?
All right, well, I'm going to take Iowa and all 51 points.
All right. He's got the Hawkeyes and 51. Lots of points out
Lots
there.
Lots of points, yes.
All right. Doug?
Well, I'm going to have to join you, Mr. Parks, and take Iowa State. I was at the newly renovated Jack Trice Stadium last week, and I will be there again tomorrow with actually some Cyclone and Hawkeye fans, and hopefully we can all get along on the ride home. But depends on who wins, and
who rides the tailgate.
I'm sure there'll be some hard feelings, but I think we can all be friends afterwards. So. You know, I thought Iowa State offensively really didn't look too sharp. You know, I think a lot of this game is going to depend on which Sam Richardson shows up. You know, he's 0-15 in the Big 12. I know we're not playing a Big 12 opponent, but, you know, he's looked great at times and then and other times not so good. I think Iowa State's receiving core is pretty talented. They've had some publicity here early on in the year, but I was also impressed by Iowa State's defensive line. I thought they were able to get some pressure, and that's something for several years that Iowa State's not been able to do, it's a whole different thing when you're playing the Hawkeyes. They seem to have a pretty balanced attack, and one of my Hawkeye friends who was at the game mentioned that he thought the team speed looked much improved over the last several years for the Hawkeyes. So it's going to be a tight game, but I'm going to say Iowa State, and I'm going to say total points 48.
48. All right. That'll do it for this week on the program. We'll see how we fare. We'll see if we can all get along here in this room next week as well. That's going to wrap it up here for who's going to win here this week in week number 3. Stay tuned. We'll have football for you coming up as we have a game for you in Class A. Audubon on the road at Griswold. Seth Christensen will be along with me for the broadcast. Pregame coming up here at 6:30, and then we'll get the kickoff going at 7 o'clock. So stay tuned for high school football here on KJN. Thanks to our sponsors, Ag Business Associates and Nishna Valley Credit Union. That's going to do it for who's going to win.
Pro Ag and Ag Business, ready to weather any storm to protect you. We are a financially strong crop insurance provider prepared to deliver a level of customer service unmatched in the industry. Pro Ag and Ag Business, customer-focused, best-in-class products with a team of the most experienced crop insurance professionals in the country, like Ag Business Associates. Come experience the Pro Ag difference. Contact Ag Business Associates in Atlantic at 712-243-5464 today.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full service locations, Atlantic and Creston.